Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Eric St. Joe podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to pick up a Yamaha golf cart. Maybe an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, go-kart. Did I say go-kart? I don't know. Lawnmower, snowmobile, they have it all. Plus a full service department at Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Wow. What a overabundance of violence over the weekend. I mean, it was like one thing after a fucking another. And it continues on into, I guess it was over the weekend, technically Sunday. The latest news that I have to discuss is the slaughtering of Rob Reiner and his beloved wife, Michelle. Rob Reiner and his wife were slaughtered, and family members in the Reiner family, I think the Reiner's daughter, said, "It was our brother. He's a fucking psychopath. His name is Nick, and I guess he's been a problem his whole fucking life. Huge pile of shit. And has never been able to get it together." And so yesterday, that happened. Rob Reiner and his wife's throats were slashed. And that was it. And then the daughter, she shows up yesterday to say hi to mom and dad in Brentwood, 2 miles away from the Simpson or Nicole Brown murder scene so many years ago. And walks in and she's like, "What the fuck? My God." And cops show up. And she right away is like, "Yes, it was our brother." I don't know how the hell she knew that, but that's all I know. There might be more developments. It's unfolding as we speak. Yeah, this is just brutal. Reiner, the excellent director. You remember him, of course. He played Meathead on All in the Family. That's where he got his, you know, his breakout. But he was most notably a director. He made the Spinal Tap movies, which that was his most recent work, the sequel to Spinal Tap, to This is Spinal Tap. And a lot of people love that movie. A Few Good Men, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally. So, historically lovable movies, like big box office smash movies. Maybe not the Spinal Tap movies, but those were cult favorites. But When Harry Met Sally, no doubt, was a big one. And A Few Good Men and The Princess Bride, those were all gigantic films. So, at the scene, cops were there, and literally a who's who of celebrity legends are pulling up to the murder scene. So cops are putting out the yellow tape, and Billy Crystal shows up. And then Larry David. Bum, bum, bum. Wow. Just awful. What we know, Robin Michelle, singer Reiner's bodies were found in their home in Brentwood. And generations of celebrities have called Brentwood home, including B. Arthur, Tom Brett, B. Arthur. Why are they opening with B. Arthur? Who gives a shit that B. Arthur lives there? Tom Brady, Giselle, Mickey Cohen, Joan Crawford, Dr. Dre, Glenn Frey, LeBron James, Marilyn Monroe, Oliver Stone, Gwyneth Paltrow, Arnold, and Betty White. Arnold Schwarzenegger, not Arnold from Different Strokes, Arnold Schwarzenegger. My God. I don't know if they've apprehended the son or not. If I don't know if he's still on the loose or maybe he took his own life or what. I've kind of been monitoring it while doing a whole host of other things that I have to do, my daily chores. Chris in Maine says that's the worst butchering of the Curb Your Enthusiasm intro. Well, all you got to do is go bum, bum, bum. Nick is the first cocksucker to bring politics into it. What the fuck is wrong with you? He brings up, he wrote, Rob Reiner is historically a liberal douchebag. I don't know about that. I mean, I know that he is, has always voted Democratic and said things about Republicans that he doesn't like, but who doesn't do that? That means that everyone on the planet, to someone or another, is a douchebag. That's a stupid thing to say, you dumb bastard. Becca Shea says, so sad, I love Rob Reiner. Yeah, he was a liberal. I don't know if he was a douchebag. But, I mean, come on now. The guy's dead. And he was fucking great. He was a legend. Marty DeBerge from Spinal Tap. The hell is wrong with you? Bread Bull Brain Chris says, yeah, but he's always been that way. I can respect someone that sticks to their beliefs. Well, Nick's sticking to his beliefs, though. I can guarantee you right now, Nick is laughing his balls off that he's getting a reaction about his comment about calling the guy who's still warm a liberal douchebag. He also adds this. Rob Reiner was another guy that laughed and celebrated Charlie Kirk's assassination. Come on, is that right? Rob Reiner on Charlie Kirk. I don't know if that's true. According to a simple search, Rob Reiner said he felt absolute horror watching Charlie Kirk's assassination in one of his final interviews. That was just posted in the New York Times. He said, I unfortunately saw that video of it, and it's beyond belief what happened to him, and that should never have happened to anybody. I don't care what your political beliefs are. That's not acceptable. And he said he was touched by Erica Kirk's message of forgiveness at the Turning Point USA Founders Memorial Service. What his wife said, the memorial they had was exactly right and totally, I believe, you know, I'm Jewish, but I believe in the teachings of Jesus and I believe in forgiveness. So what we're learning here is Nick is 100% talking out of his loose asshole. All right. You just said, you stupid dick, that Rob Reiner laughed and celebrated Kirk's assassination. And that is 1,000,000% not true. There is nothing of that anywhere. So you can sit at your stupid desk and tap away and send me a link that might indicate that what you said is true, but I'm reasonably sure you are intensely full of shit with that ridiculous comment. What the hell is wrong with you, you cock? Jesus. Murder lover Linda says, couldn't be more wrong. Jesus. Nick adds, I probably read it on one of those Amanda websites. Well, at least you're kind of admitting it with that statement that you fucked that whole thing up. My God, what an asshole. Rebecca says, holy shit balls, that's a big miss. Yeah, it is. Man Bun Chris is here. He says, I don't want to spoil it, but did you see a Reds baseball player passed away? That's an inside joke. All right. Well, anyway, that is just awful. And I guess that the sun is still on the loose or whatever the fuck. That's just a hideous, hideous story. Eric Idle from Monty Python fame, who in this picture, he looks like the goblin banker at Gringotts for you Harry Potter fan. And he's not wearing any makeup. Like if you were to go side by side with Gringotts banker, the goblin, and Eric Idle, they look like they're separated at birth. Eric Idle had just finished talking for 1 hour with Rob Reiner, and then he hangs up, and then it wasn't much longer after they hung up with each other that this incident went down. So that means that someone reached out to Eric Idle from Monty Python fame and said, hey, Rob Reiner's dead. And he was probably like, fuck you. I just talked to him. Are you out of your mind? No, as soon as you hung up, he got killed. Jesus. The only reason why I'm talking about that first is because that's this latest story to break. Between the start of the weekend to now, there have been three massive stories, and that is one of them. The largest and sheer bloodshed was Bondi Beach in Australia. A father-son team decided to go and slaughter people that were hanging out at Bondi Beach. And I guess they decided to do a Hanukkah beach party or something like that. I'm not sure why. For whatever reason, they were doing a big Hanukkah kickoff to Hanukkah on the beach. And then these two assholes decided it would be a good time, father-son team, to open fire. Now, there was another mass shooting in Australia years before, and that was like, they were like, okay, well, we don't want that to ever happen again, so we're banning semi-automatic weapons. So in case those of you who don't know, semi-automatic means you can shoot as quickly as you can pull the trigger. So if you can pull the trigger 10 times fast, that's a semi-automatic weapon, as opposed to just holding down the trigger, a machine gun, and just brrr. So they said, all right, all semi-automatic weapons are banned. And they had a big buyback, and they made sure everybody gave away all their guns and kicked in doors, and they pried it from their cold, dead fingers, and then that was the end of that. So then the authorities in Australia are like, oh, thank God, now we won't have any more mass shootings, because we've taken away the semi-automatic weapons. weapons. But that's ridiculous because all you need is where there's a will, there's a way, and there's plenty of other guns that you can get in Australia. Case in point, this father-son team, you know, you load up like 10, 15 shots, and it's a in a magazine, and it's a bolt-action rifle. So that means, you know, boom, 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 you can fire that fast, that easily. And they had shotguns. So dad's got the shotgun, and junior's got the bolt-action rifle. And they had several guns with them, okay? It was like that scene in The Patriot when he's running around behind a tree and he's shooting one gun and then he runs over and shoots another. So these sick psychos murder 15 people. There was one hero who, and by the way, Molly said, Bloody Molly says, my friend told me Australia has a machete problem now. Yeah, there's an issue. And then there's also issues in places like the UK, similarly gun control. And stabbings are, they're going to, whoever's got the fucking warped mind, obviously the problem is the psychopath, not the weapon. So, but whatever. I maintain that if anybody tried this in the U.S., because this mass shooting went on for 11 minutes before someone was actually able to stop it. Had they, you know, a citizen had been armed, which, I mean, in the U.S. nowadays, you try this, somebody's going to fucking shoot you. Provided you're not in a ridiculous gun-free zone, which is an absolute embarrassment. Yeah, you can't take guns into the places where all the mass shootings happen. What the fuck is the point? Idiots. Anyway, there's a couple of things that we got to focus on in this story, and I think most of them are covered in this report from as this was unfolding yesterday. Let's get into it right now.
Him, the gentleman who raced in to the scene to disarm one of the gunmen.
Okay, let me back up. This guy right here that you will see, he tackled the dad of the father-son murder team. And it was absolutely remarkable. You'll see him run up as the dad is reloading or some shit.
Oh!
It's a man.
Oh, no, no.
Okay, so it looked like that dad was pretty easy to take the weapon from him. He didn't have a lot going on physically outside of just having that weapon. So now this guy grabs the weapon. And then the son starts taking pot shots at him from that bridge, which you'll see in a bit. And this dude, the bald guy, he got shot twice. Now, what the bummer is, he's just holding this weapon on this bad guy here, and he doesn't kill him. He should have shot him multiple times, but the bad guy just kind of like... This is incredible. He kind of just walks away. And there is, look at that. That's the dude who took the gun. He's holding his hand up like, yeah, I fucking rule. And then he sets the gun down. So he's useless outside of that moment where he tackled the guy. He had this plan.
There's a video of a bystander.
Okay, and then this guy throws his shoe at the bad guy. Whoa. That dude should have grabbed that gun.
Tackling one of the shooters. This is extraordinary.
And now here's the son. He's shooting from the bridge. There was a, you know what? And there was even a drone shot looking down at this guy on the bridge here. And there were dead people on this bridge. You could see from the drone.
You clearly see one of the shooters there carrying...
All he wanted to do was kill Jewish
...carrying
people.
A rifle, ducking behind the bridge. This is the very same bridge where we then, moments ago, when we were looking at the live aerial shot, where we saw two bodies. So okay. One of the assailants...
Dad is back with Junior on the bridge.
Ducking, opening fire.
Dad ends up getting shot dead, and Junior was critically injured somehow. Well, I don't know, he was shot.
Background there and taking cover behind a tree. Him. Extraordinarily, the...
Hyper courageux.
Okay, no, that was old video. Okay, so then there's... And then so that the guy who took the gun from the bad guy... Like, remember I said he got shot.
Him, the gentleman who raced in to the scene to disarm one of the gunmen. We're just learning some details about him because he has been shot. Now, we are confident in saying that that is him. He's one of his relatives has just spoken to one of our reporters. We've got an interview coming in. We understand that this gentleman's name is Ahmed Al Ahmed. He's a 43-year-old married father of two. And he raced in to help. We understand... Apparently owns a fruit shop in Sutherland. No experience with guns. He was just walking past. We are told that he has two bullets in his arm, but they think he's going to be okay. And in the next hour, let's have a listen to the hero's relatives talking about his acts.
What? I mean, holy shit.
This evening at Bondi Beach.
Still, he's in the hospital, and we don't know exactly what's going in inside. But they said the doctor, he's okay. And the next 2 hours, they let us to go in and see Ahmed because he's still inside and he do the operation. But we hope he will be fine. He's a hero, 100%. He's a hero because what we see on the social media, he's like is 100% hero.
To his shoulder?
Yeah, he have two shots, one in his arm here and one in his hand.
And have you been able to talk to him today?
No. No, because I come when I see the what's happening, and I come here to see him. But they said it's not allowed to go inside because he have to make an operation, whatever. I'm still waiting to see him.
All right. So you also see here. There's another video. Port Arthur massacre. That was the last one that got the semi-automatic rifles, made them illegal in Australia. This Port Arthur massacre advocate calls for stronger gun laws after Bondi attack. Now, you know how I feel. That's absolute bullshit. There should be no the law should be that all Australians have to be proficient with firearms at all times, and it's illegal to not carry them. That is the only acceptable gun law, in my opinion. But that won't happen. What a crock of shit. You need more gun laws. Oh, my God. So if you're the guy who went ahead and did that maneuver where he tackled the bad guy. You know, sometimes you hear people throw the word a hero around and it's kind of... Sometimes it's a little bit more by circumstance, but no, this guy absolutely is a hero. He put himself so into harm's way with that jumping of that guy and wrestling the fucking gun away. Now, it's true. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing after the fact, and I would have liked to have seen in that video him shooting that bad guy in the face, but beggars can't be choosers. And then he was already guaranteed tons of puss for the rest of his natural-born life and probably riches beyond his wildest dreams and accolades and adoring fans. But then it even got better for him because he got shot. He ate two bullets, and he's alive and well. He's going to live. He is 100% the hero of the land in Australia, and hats off to that guy. That is absolutely incredible. Holy shit. Slaughtered 15 people, many, many more hurt. Bondi Beach in Australia. one of the deceased was a well-known rabbi who I think he just had a son. My God. Bread Bull Brain Chris says that guy has a mile of guts. Well done, sir. Alan said he could have had a 300 win mag for free. I don't know what that means. Bread Bull Brink, Chris said he's never held a gun before, the guy that grabbed the gun. He probably doesn't know how to use the gun. Piano Finger Banger is not at all impressed with my points of view on this. He challenges me by saying, please compare the number of mass shootings in Australia to the U.S. No. They're even. There's just as many in Australia. There's probably one going on right now. Rebecca says, if the hero here doesn't know how to use a firearm, shooting all willy-nilly could be catastrophic. Yes, that's true, I guess. Tyler says, if I've learned anything from movies, you're supposed to knock the bad guy out with the butt end of the rifle, then disassemble it within 5 seconds. Nice try, though, buddy. Piano Finger Banger says, imagine how much worse this would have been if he had a semi-automatic rifle. So what we have here is Piano Finger Banger, who's in Nashville, Tennessee, 100% believes that gun control is the way to go. And as you know, I always like to give everybody a fair shake here. That is a unique perspective. It's wrong, but I am glad you have the nerve to say it around here and announce to the world how stupid you are.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Chris in Maine says he will be doing reverse Bonnie Blues for years to come. God bless. I don't know what that means. Piano Finger Banger says, not anymore. I am now living in beautiful downtown Detroit. Welcome back to the great state of Michigan. Telfus is here. Regarding Chris in Maine's comment, that story is hilarious. I'm not up to speed on that. Tofus wrote, uh-oh, who fucked up? I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean, who fucked up? I don't think anybody's fucked up. Is there something that would lead you to believe that there has been a fuck-up in the audience? I hope not. Before I get to the next terrible story, I would like to update the great food giveaway. Ladies and gentlemen, as of this announcement, unless I'm missing something, we are $691 away from our goal on great food giveaway number 6. I am going to post into the chat how you can drop a few coins or dollars into our virtual hat passing. There you go. Venmo at Eric-Zaitunian. Cash App, $Eric-Zaitunian. PayPal, search Eric Zane Show, LLC. Again, you could be the one that puts us over $691.68 short of $5,577.75. Every penny extra goes towards Team Pink to buy feminine hygiene products for vulnerable folks living in the community who are going to be waiting outside of Irvine's on Tuesday, December 23, for the great food giveaway number 6, 3 p.m. start. Okay? So, I put it all there in the chat, and I'm also going to post it in the show notes of the audio podcast, both Acts 1 and Acts 2. Thank you. There have been a slew of people that listen to the audio podcast that have dropped money in our bucket. I appreciate you all so much. I'm going to see if I can. I didn't do a great job in making my notes here. I have them. I just haven't compiled them all into one spot. But I didn't want to go another second without referencing these amazing folks. Jimmy Minimum, my longtime pal. Thank you. Nick W., Nick M., Nick G., E-Rock. I also had money that rolled in via check from Jason. I appreciate you. Thanks to these folks who have contributed to the Great Food Giveaway. There were a couple on PayPal, I believe, too, that rolled in. That would be Keith B. Thank you. There might be more, but I'm just not great at this. So my apologies if I have left you off of this. I was kind of rushed to get the show started today. So I didn't take as great of notes, but thank you so much to all of you on the Great Food Giveaway. We are at about 75 people participating. I think it's going to take about another 25 of you to throw just a few bucks in so that we can take care of meals for 225 recipients down in their luck that will line up in front of Irvine's Auto Repair coming up on December 23rd for the Great Food Giveaway. Inside of each box will be a Christmas ham, potatoes, gravy, corn, rolls, a pie. No questions asked. Dropped into the vehicles. We'll have pet food from the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance to give away. Thousands of pounds of pet food. Bags of apples from Gunner at Nyblad Orchards. Thank you very much. And loads of feminine hygiene products. This year, the entire event is outside. We've streamlined it so that the volunteers will be extra quick in getting everything to and from the cars, because you've got pet food, you've got food in boxes, you got apples, you got feminine hygiene products. Each of these areas have a slew of volunteers that are bringing them to and fro. So there will be no one inside of Irvine's Auto Repair, hanging out. We'll all be outside. Team Pink is, I guess there is a new streamlined way of doing it. I don't know anything about it. All I know is that a suggestion was made by runner girl Amy, and she goes, "Do you mind if I spearhead this and work with Megan?" I go, "Well, yeah, no, I have never. I am the best at not turning away help. I don't expect me for any type of leadership in any of this. I'm just the asshole talking about it. I don't know what the fuck is going on." Megan says, "Make sure you dress warm. All volunteer opportunities are outside." Now, I'm hearing rumors that the temperature might be warmer by then. I'm hearing of a long-term forecast warm-up as we are 1 week and 1 day away from Great Food Giveaway number 6 at Irvine's Auto Repair. Okay? So, if you want to join us, you can. We'll get there. We'll start getting things ready at about 1 p.m. And the cars will start lining up then as well at about 1 p.m. It's remarkable to see, because the word has gotten out. So you got returnees from previous years who know that this is the time. They've been calling Irvine's to make sure that this is happening. There'll be 225 cars lined up by the time we get started. I'm very lucky to be able to be invited in by Fox 17 for an appearance tomorrow at around 9 a.m. on their morning show. I'll be wearing the same Christmas sweater that I wore last year. I think I'm going to put a blazer over it, though, to make it even more festive. So the point of that is just to make sure that more people that are in need are aware of it, because you all, through our virtual hat passing, have helped, have raised the money for this. So all we do when we go to Fox 17 is hope to get a little bit more exposure so that we can have as many people as possible that are able to be recipients. There will be people turned away. I expect that. Last year, we had 150 meals to give away, and they were all accounted for by the time we got started. So Megan said, easy, we need to increase the need. You're damn right we do. So incrementally, we raise it each year. You all have risen to the challenge and funded this, as we are just, like I said, 600 and however many dollars I said away from our goal, $691.68 from our goal. So if the quicker we hammer this out, the quicker we can get more money towards Team Pink for more feminine hygiene products, because we are short on those this year. Okay, so those cars will be lined up. It's pretty sobering when you see 225 cars lined up. There are often mishaps that happen at one point, because I try to like talk to each and every car. Hello, how are you? It'll be a wait. One per car, please. One per car. We've made sure to tell people that this year. One per car. But, you know, sometimes I go up to cars, and when I do greet them, or when any of the members of the volunteer team greet someone as they're waiting for this to happen, one or two times it's been like, hey, are you in need of any feminine hygiene products? And the chick says, no, I'm just looking to turn right. And I'm like, what? She thought it was a traffic jam. I was like, oh, my God, you poor thing. No, go. You know, this is a food giveaway. David is here. He says, easy, can you share the Team Pink link? He wants to actually send more. You're a good man, David. We appreciate you so much. There is the link, my friend. As we take a quick look at that link right now, we have 39 Amazon Basics daily panty liners of the 150 that we need, 40 of the 150 of the Amazon Basics thick maxi pads with wings, for periods with overnight absorbency. Thank God they make those. I'm sure that's a bad feeling if, you know, there's an issue. You wake up, you're like, what the fuck? God damn it, you women, the things you go through. Meanwhile, Amazon Basics, menstrual pads for women with flexi wings. I think those wings are to prevent like spillage. And then it says long length, because some women, they have like larger vaginas. All right, we have 35 boxes of those, and we need 150. Also, the Playtex Sport tampons. Now, those are the ones that go inside. Some women prefer those. We only have 25 of the 200. And then this one's the toughest sell, I think, because they're more pricey. We had a goal of 50 boxes of Eco Blossom reusable menstrual cups, which is the most reliable medical-grade silicone period cups. Those work by you squeeze them and they're flexible. And when they're squeezed, they can like fit into, you know, the hot zone quite well. And then they expand and form fit to the inside wall of the vaginal canal. All right. And then they're foolproof. Then the material that leaves the sluiced off uterine meat and blood goes inside of here. And then this little doowicky at the end, that little ball, that's sticking out. so that the lady can carefully remove it. It goes, when you remove it, and then she goes, oh my God, this looks delicious. And then she, whatever, gets rid of it, washes it down the sink or puts it in the toilet. I don't know. And then she can rinse it off and then use it again. In my opinion, this is the new way to go because these are reusable. You can save yourself in the future. Let's say you try these menstrual cups and they work. You have saved yourself thousands of dollars. I don't know how many times you can reuse them, but it seems great. Let's see. Chris in Buffalo says, we've got every vagina covered. Deep canals, higher flows, sporty girls. Yeah, 100%. All tampons go inside, LOL. What are you talking about? Okay, well, I was using tampon as a way that was incorrect. A tampon, you're right, does go inside and a pad stays on the outside. Yes. Cole says, will any zaniacs be there, either sabotaging or in line for food? I hope not. They might be in line for food because most of them live well below the poverty line. Big Buddha 001 has a green face to this description. I was told by several of my female audience members that they appreciate the frankness that I talk about this taboo topic. Okay, these poor women who have a tax on their bodies based on all of this. These products should be free, frankly. Chris in Maine says, man, I love this show, but this segment is the grossest because of EZ's enthusiasm. You are in the minority. The ladies love this. Molly says that she has used the period cups, and the only thing I don't like is how you got to clean them. You know, I suggest if you're concerned about that, maybe get some, like, gloves. That might make it a little less of a disaster. All right. So that concludes my deep dive on what we are trying to do on the Great Food Giveaway number 6. We've come a long way since the first year. The first year was kind of just whipped up by the audience. It was brought up when I was in Los Angeles after the kidney giveaway. I started making arrangements for it in L.A. While recovering from the surgery. And by the time we got back, we were well underway. Megan kind of spearheaded everything. Amanda was one of the first to suggest it. Hey, what is it? Why don't you just give away the food? Hey! And so historically, that's how it unfolded. We still had a Zaniac influence on the show then. So despite that nonsense, we still managed to get it done. And it's only grown from there. Right away, the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance got on board. They've been giving pet food away since it all got started. I love those folks. If you ever want to give a charitable donation to them, they are a 401c3 tax-deductible charitable entity, the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. They'll be there doing their outreach. Also, Gunnar Nyblad from Nyblad Orchards has 225 bags of apples to give our recipients. The food itself, all of us, New Pose, Marlboro Lights, and the food and the fellowship and the fun. Oh, my God. Saul might be there. We might be able to see his furry ass. A lot happening on Great Food Giveaway number 6. Tyler says to Molly that the period cups are top rack of the dishwasher. I do not recommend putting a period cup into the dishwasher. Bad choice. Ladies and gentlemen, I scored massive Pooh Bear points over the weekend with this recipe. I always have chicken left over in the fridge, like chopped up and shredded. Since this last month, almost 1 month of appropriate eating, I have to have it in the fridge. So I'll always like rotisserie, roast a chicken, take the meat, keep it in the fridge, freeze some of it. So I see a recipe and I'm like, no way. Fuck's sake. No way. No way. And so I go, I got to try this. That's a new thing. I watch my mommy talkers and they have recipes. But then my favorite thing is to see people who go, all right, this mommy talker says this recipe works. I'm going to try it. And then more often than not, Gunner's here, by the way. What's up, big fella? They are great. I took 12 ounces of shredded chicken meat, a cup of cheese, shredded cheddar, and one egg, a little bit of garlic powder, and there might have been one other spice that I put in there. I don't recall. Put on the gloves, smashed it all up, and then put parchment paper on a cookie sheet and made nuggies. Again, the chicken's already cooked. Made the nuggies out of the egg, cheese, chicken mixture. And I baked them. The only thing that the recipe said that wasn't accurate, it's this guy who does these videos, and he's always like really monotone when he does it. If you take chicken with cheese and an egg, you'll get the best nuggets ever, better than McDonald's. And he's real annoying. I think he's lighting the loafers too. But anyway, that doesn't matter. He says, yeah, you bake them for 20 minutes. They'll be better than McDonald's nuggies. I'm like, all right, let's see. I baked them for 20. Weren't done. Flippy, another 20. Flippy, 10. Flippy, 10. So much longer than what he said. But I don't care. They looked ridiculously awesome. In addition to cheddar cheese, I put some Parmesan cheese in there too. And that allowed, I'll post this recipe in the show notes. That allowed the outside to get kind of like crispy. And then I went ahead and when I got him out, Pooh Bear had been talking about she had an upset stomach for several days and she was just starting to feel better. So I brought her up one of the nuggies with a little bit of ranch on the plate and a little bit of Sweet Baby Ray's, which is the best barbecue sauce on the planet. I don't give a shit what any of you pitmasters say. Fuck off. There's nothing better than that. And I brought it upstairs. And lately I've been giving her these concoctions that I make. And she's really liked them. And then I give her the nuggie. She does a little dippy. She bites it. She chews it up. She goes, it's the best nugget I've ever had. I go, fuck yes. High protein. Outstanding. Hit. Then she says this to me later on. She goes, so I've really been craving sweet potato fries. Can you get me this recipe? Or can you make me this recipe? And I said, all right, I will. So I look it up. Now, the recipe has a number of different spices in it that you kind of bathe these sweet potato fries in. Six, actually. And you take a little bit of each and you blend it all up with some sea salt or some kosher salt to make your seasoning mixture. And then you've got the sweet potatoes cut into fries as well as a blend of olive oil and butter melted. And then so all of the seasoning mixture, all of the butter, olive oil, and then gloves. I've got three French fried sweet potatoes just peeled, cut into fries. Big ass bowl, gloves, blending them all. And then my plan is to put them onto a baking sheet and bake them. So she's going to the store. I go, all right, for this sweet potato recipe, I need these spices. And I'm ready. I'm literally waiting at home for the spices to get there. She gets home and she says, I got your spices. I go, awesome. I'm about ready to go into the oven. I just got a, because I already got the sweet potatoes already cut. And she goes, I went and bought some frozen ones, though, because I want to eat them tonight. I go, why did you buy them? I'm about to make yours, the ones you actually asked me to make. Why would you buy those? Oh, I just thought you wouldn't be able to get it done. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would I make you go get those spices? What a colossal fuck up this is. I didn't say any of that because I had a lost Pooh Bear points. Let's see. Cole says, Nuggies, you sound like Opie. What? What are you talking about? Man Bun Chris says, you watch Steve cook things, suggesting that the guy who I was doing the impression of sounded like Steve. He kind of did. I should probably find that video of the Nuggies. What day is today? Today is 15. So that would have been yesterday. I don't know if I have it. You'll see what I mean in a second about this guy. By the way, thanks to the sponsors that helped make this show possible. I talked about Irvine's earlier. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Great team over there. And you should... Hold on, O'Neill. You should get your car fixed at Irvine's Auto Repair. They'll take care of any make and model, any regular car, any hybrid, and also, I can't get it right now. Maybe I can. Any EV. Just go to Irvine's.com. That's Irvine's.com, and they can help you with everything you need. Free loaner car, they'll put you in. Jackie, my beloved daughter, just got into a loaner car from Irvine's after the shit hit the fan with her vehicle. Welcome to adulting, young lady. This is the guy that I was telling you about that sounds like Steve. He's annoying as hell when he does his cooking videos. Okay, hang on. There he is. Tell me if you don't think this dude's light in the loafers.
Have leftover chicken, chop it up. If you have leftover chicken, chop it up, mix with an egg, cheddar, make nuggets, and bake it for 20 minutes, and they are better than McDonald's.
Okay, that's the guy. And there's a little bit more to it. When you click on it, it says for full recipe, there's some other ingredients you can add to it that make it even better. I love that guy. Amy says, I follow this guy. If you take cooked chicken, chop it up with an egg, add some cheddar cheese, you will have the best nuggets, better than McDonald's. Oh. All right, that's the first half of the show. I got to go do a staff meeting. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.